We're talking volleyball here on KSOM as we continue to preview our local area teams, talking now AHSTW with the head coach for the Vikings, Kelsey Frere, with us now on KSOM. And Coach, how are you feeling about your team coming into a new season?
Yeah, today's our first day of practice, so it'll be interesting to kind of see what we all have. But we had camp last week, and it was a good 3 days for us. So I think we're going to be really young. We do have, you know, 6-7 girls who have some varsity playing experience from last year, but we're also going to just have a lot of new girls out on the court. So I think sometimes our youth might get the best of us, but like I said, camp went really well. I'm really excited to get started with practice, just get back in the gym with the girls, and I think we'll be competitive every night that we step out there.
Yeah, losing about 8 seniors or so off of last year's 11-22 team, and among them, of course, Delaney Gosshorn, who was your leading offensive player with 242 kills. So losing these seniors and losing some offense like that, who do you turn to this year to generate those kills, that offense?
Yeah, you know, we're not just going to miss their offense, but we're going to miss their leadership too. We had a lot of great leaders on last year's team. We have some girls who have stepped up just that I've seen in camp. Lorelai Whaling played a little bit last year. She's been playing really well so far. Addison Carroll got some swings from the outside a couple times in some tournaments last year. She's really worked hard on trying to be a good offensive threat from us. We really have a lot of young girls that are putting in a lot of time, both in the gym and in the weight room. And so it's never easy to replace that offensive production, but I definitely think we have some girls that can step up to that challenge.
Who are some other girls besides Lorelai that you think can help offensively?
Like I said, Addison Carroll, we have a freshman coming in, Kennedy Wyman. She's kind of been playing some outside. We have a senior, Sienna Christian, that got a little bit of RC playing time last year, and she's really come around here, especially just in camp. Macy Gosshorn, she's going to be a sophomore. It plays pretty well out of the middle. So we definitely have options. And like I said, they've shown some really good promise here just in the last week with our fall camp.
At the center position, you had pretty much 3 players that that had assists. So how do you envision, 2 of them are youngsters coming back this year for you. So how do you envision that position coming into the season?
Kendra Hansen will probably be our main one. We'll probably run mainly a 5-1. Hallie will probably help us out more in the back row this season. So she could, if we really needed her, she could do some setting for us too. But it'll probably be Kendra mainly handling that position.
And how do you feel about her? I mean, her last year as a freshman, she led you in assists with 188. Obviously, this is a player she also had 115 digs on the year and a handful of aces. This is obviously a young and up-and-coming player for you.
Yeah, she just is a very talented athlete in general. She works really hard. She's been working really hard on setting. She didn't even start setting for us until the middle of last year and was still leading us. She plays excellent defense. She gives us an opportunity as a block when we're in the running a 5-1. She moves the ball around really, really well. She's very aggressive. So, she's young, but she does have that varsity experience coming in, and I think she'll do a good job of running our offense.
How about defensively, in terms of blocking, digging, that type of thing? Where's your focus there, and who will be your primary defenders coming into the year?
We have our libero returning, Grayson Gettler. She'll be a senior. Claire Mertz saw some time last year defensively. Like I said, Hallie will probably be helping us out defensively. We have a couple other seniors, Chloe Brannon, Macy Thornton, that could also provide some defensive support for us. Blocking wise, that's one of our, we're just always working to get better at that. So we're hoping to see some improvement in that area this year as well. But all around, I think, you know, we have a pretty solid group, a group of girls that want to work really hard, and that's all we can ask for.
What about serving? What areas do you feel like, is that a strength? Is that something you need to work on?
So far, you know, it's been pretty good for us. I would like to see us get a little bit more aggressive in our serving, try to score some more points off of serves. But we've been pretty consistent, which is good. We're not missing a lot of serves right now. So hopefully we can stay consistent in that area. But I would like to see us get a little bit more aggressive.
And then how about the Western Iowa this year? A tough conference, kind of spread out from top to bottom. How do you feel your team fits in the mix this year?
I mean, we always hope we're going to be in the top three. But, yeah, it's just a tough conference all around. Very well-coached teams. Every night, you just never know in the WIC. So we hope to be middle of the pack for sure. Like I said, our goal is to go out and compete and be in every game every single night. And hopefully, I mean, ultimately we want to be playing our best volleyball when it comes middle of October.
No doubt. So what do you see as the biggest key for your team to have a successful season this year?
I think we just have to learn how to play together. Like I said, we're very young. We have some new people in different places. So we're going to have to learn how to play with each other and kind of what each other's strengths are. And I feel pretty confident that we're going to be able to do that. And I think we got to find some offense. We got to be able to produce some points off of that. We kind of struggled with that even last year, scoring points. We always felt like we were playing defense all the time. So we got to figure out ways to try to score some points. And I think if we can do that, we can be successful.
Coach, really appreciate your time and best of luck to you and your Vikings throughout the upcoming volleyball season. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Kelsey Frere, head coach for AHSTW Volleyball, with us here on KSOM.